In 12th place, total elapsed time 44 hours, 34 minutes, and 6 seconds, winning $3,080. Former two-time champion 1994 and 2007 from Big Lake, Martin Boozer.
So you want to hear trail stories. Thank you all for my continued support. Sponsors don't we fortunately have. But trail stories started before the race ever started. My new good friend John George says, halfway through Philipsack, there's a tree. Okay. I'm waiting for, well, yeah, the tree's leaning. Kind of into the trail a little bit, but you'll be fine. So that's halfway to Tulloxack is what, 25 miles? Your pupper factor is on the Richter scale of about 8. You're waiting for that tree, and about 10 miles into the race, I see something leaning. But it's walking. Not very fast. Now, fellow mushers, if you pick one guy to give a ride to, who would you pick? Last. Well, the code of the trail, of course, is that you give everybody a ride that has lost a dog team, no problem. We won't talk about the broken sled. But my pucker factor is still going up because I'm looking for John's tree, and it just isn't coming. And I thought, John might be mistaken. He might be a local guy and know the trees that leaning into the trail a little bit, but we surely come halfway, and that tree just never showed up. There'd be other challenges along the way, but that tree just never came until it did. Right now, nobody has talked about that tree, and I don't know. We should maybe take up a collection. It's a birch tree. I don't know if it's a sacrilegious birch tree that cannot be touched, but the son of a bitch should be chainsawed down. And I gladly contribute to the donation of cutting that plank out of the way. Because right now it has at least 2 scratches about 3.5 feet up from my runners. And I don't know how, I mean, we should come up with a new Olympic discipline of wild style dog mushing / surviving. Because I don't think I was the only one that made scratches upside down on that tree. And how I survived that situation is totally miraculous to me. So, trail stories continue, of course. We're now in what I call bizarro land. All the trail markers have disappeared, and I found some goggles on the trail that somebody else lost, and I put them on, and that made life a little more bearable, a little less foggy, because it's just old eyes that see a red light. After about 5 miles of no markers, I see a red light. Oh, that's a town called Kelskeg. Yeah, well, we must be close. And I'm getting all excited, and I'm looking under my sled to see everything is there. I'm in a trench of about 1.5 feet deep water. I think they call it the truck road, because there's no markers there. So I'm just kind of spraying, and I'm looking at that sled. This is really with a headlamp. It's dark. Not that I see much. But he kind of sprays up a rooster tail, and I flop over. So the deepest section of the trail, I took a bath, and I just drug about 100 yards sideways, and now the rooster tail goes over my head. And a lot of you know I wear that Northern Outfitter foam stuff. Boy, the 200-pounder wore weight 400 pounds when I got into Kelsky. Before that, I pulled into Bogus, and we had caught up a few of the slower teams for the 150. And when I got to Bogus, they said, "Ah, hang a right." I said, "Yeah, I'd like to park, but not quite yet." So I was going the old way. Well, there's no more old way. When I finally got to where, oh, there's no old way. I was past the campfire and past the blinky lights and past about 6 snow machines. And then that trail manager, the race marshal of the 150, well, he's one hell of an athlete. He saw my dog teams go kind of around a fire pit. There was a bench and a stick of firewood next to a Polaris, a 96 Polaris, Arctic Cat, the 2012 Arctic Cat. a 10-foot deep fire pit, and here comes that guy flying, doing like what I saw on the football game the other day. He pushes a big fire, a big piece of firewood out of the way, and my dogs go around him, and the 96 Skidoo, and just keeps on going. So that's all because I can't see. Because I can't see, I don't wear a light. Why would I need a light if I can't see anyway? So I travel in the dark for 300 miles, whether it's daylight or night. That's why the best pass I gave Jeff King this year. We're going out of Kelskag, and we're doing it in the reverse. First time ever I've done it in the reverse. Awesome. I can do it in the reverse. Just before you come back the normal way, before you come back to Kelskag, you come through a portage. So I see in the dark, I see a portage trail, and of course I take it, because I don't have a light on.
I wondered where you went.
I took an excursion you guys won't believe. I could talk about all the beaver ponds, all the loop-de-loop snow machine trails, and the portage, which was not. It must have been a wood-cutting trail, and boy, it was another test for my sled and the old man driving it. But finally, I got back on the right trail, and of course, I knew by then Jeff had had a wonderful pass, because I was finally off the trail. Worked my way around, and the A team was lacking in the front of my leaderless team, so by any act, the dogs needed a little break, and I was marveling at the ability of those racers that are in the front doing really well. And I started doing some statistics. I tried to keep it short. I tried to not mention the other race. I came up with the conclusion that this K300 is the second hardest race to win. To elaborate on that a little bit, K300 had 17 individual champions. Only 17 people have ever won the K300. The other race we won't talk about, it had a complete total, in 10 more years of racing, had a complete total of 20 total champions. The other race had, or is having, a number of 8 multiple champions. K300 has 10 multiple champions, including, I'm proud to say, my youngest son. So, if you do the statistics, the K300 is it. I tell you people that this race and doing well in this race is not a cakewalk. Whether you go upside down kissing trees or stay on your runners for the entire length of the way. Hats off to anybody that finishes the event. And I'm proud of the people that not only finished in front of me, but finished behind me. And happy you got the dog. I was bound and determined to get some new bloodlines into my gene pool here when I heard the story. Oh, the guy's from Nolan. He's buying a dog that's going to improve his team. I had to sit on both of my legs. Congratulations to all the participants. Congratulations to the greatest event in the west of Alaska. And it looks like we're going to be back sooner or later. Stupidity doesn't take a break just because you hit 55, so I guess you're going to keep seeing me for years to come. Thank you very much.